To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete...
...improve they're unable to travel due to pregnancy. You're listening to USA Radio.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
The weather for today, which is Wednesday, it is currently 41 degrees, and we are expecting a lot of wind today, so it's going to be very breezy. The wind is coming from the northwest, 17 to 22 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 34. Tonight will be mostly clear, with a low around 21. And there still will be winds up to 11 miles an hour. Tomorrow, Thursday, increasing clouds with a high near 38. And it won't be quite as windy. And snow likely Thursday night, mainly after 1 a.m. It'll be cloudy with a low around 24. The winds will be calm. And precipitation, chance of precipitation is 70% with the possibility of 1 to 2 inches of snow. Friday, snow likely before 1 p.m., and then a chance of rain and a snow mix, and with a high near 35. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 23. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 41. And Sunday, partially sunny with a high near 43. So it looks like a nice weekend ahead of us. It is currently 12:03.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I have been away a couple of weeks. Actually, 1 week was about being away on a little vacation. And the other one is coming back from vacation with bronchitis. So I am luckily on the mend from that, though I still have a lingering cough. So if I do cough, please excuse that. Anyway, it's really nice to be back. It feels like a long time, a lot more than 2 weeks. But I'm glad that I am back. So one of the things that I decided to talk about today is love. And how we communicate love. And how we show our love. Love is very interesting. It is both an emotion and an action. In terms of the emotion, it is a chemical, all emotions are chemical reactions. It's a very powerful neurological emotion in that the neurotransmitters, many of them that we know, dopamine and serotonin and many of them all kind of bond together and really work at developing that feeling, promotes that feeling of love and safety and connection. And that is one of the ways that we feel love. So that's where the feeling comes in. But love is also about commitment, choice, how we treat other people, being kind to other people, being patient with others. And love, interestingly enough, we basically have only one word for love here in English language. I say that I love another human being. I feel a godly love, so a higher power. I feel a sexual love. I love chocolate. I love my brother, love my sister, I love my children, I love my parents, I love my car. We use the word love in many different facets in our society, which really is part of what makes love rather complicated, because the kind of love that I feel for a chocolate chip cookie is really not the same kind of love that I have for my spouse, generally speaking. And so it's important to recognize that word, that term, love, does have many different meanings to it. It actually tends to be one of the most Googled searches. What is love? Because we tend to be a little clueless on what love actually is. I know as a therapist, quite often I ask that question to my clients who are struggling in relationship or struggling with self-love. Oftentimes, I get the deer in the headlights look. Well, I don't know what love is. We write songs about it. Love is very powerful because it is both an action and choice and an emotion. With that being said, how do we express it? And specifically, how do we express love in our relationships? You know, the way we express love in terms of, you know, I love ice cream sodas. Well, that's, you know, I tend to get them. Or I love the color green. I tend to purchase things that are green or paint rooms green or the color that I find is most enjoyable for me. Love is not something that we can buy. It really is something where I find a very strong liking. It really something that pleases me, something that encourages me. It can motivate me. It can stimulate me. So love has a lot of aspects to it. We don't always communicate it very well. And we don't always show our love very well to other people. And that is really part of what I want to talk about today. How we do that. Now, some of you may know, there is a book. It's been around for a little bit. And I am going to talk about it a little bit today. It is called The Five Languages of Love. And It is by Gary Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N. So I want to make sure that I give him credit to the book. And he talks about five languages of love in relationship. And that is something that I do want to focus on a little bit today. One of the things that I talk about with my clients is the way we communicate. And I will also talk about a particular communication style where we use empathy. And I find also that quite often in relationships, empathy seems to be a difficult challenge. And so learning how to develop empathy and knowing what empathy is also an important part in how we express our love towards another person. So when we are in relationship, what we really want is two things. Is we want to be understood and we want to understand. It's one of the key areas where we connect. And empathy is about emotion, about feeling, understanding how you feel, being able to put myself in your shoes. All of us know about feelings. It is a human connection that we all have. And I've said this before, it doesn't matter what language we speak, what culture we're from. We pretty much can tell what someone is feeling, whatever language, whatever culture, by the expressions on their face, by the sounds that they're making. So if somebody is smiling and making sounds that sound like laughing, chances are we think that they're having a good time. They're enjoying something. Or if they're frowning and they've got tears coming out of their eyes and they look really sad, chances are we think that they're grieving or they're sad about something or they've had a loss in their life or a disappointment. Or we see anger and we see here screaming. Well, chances are we think that somebody is angry. Or wide eyes and also screaming, shock could be another. Oh my gosh, they're shocked. They're horrified at something. Or their face is just a very nice little smile and they look rather peaceful. I mean, we can see quite often through facial expressions and sounds that people make and body language. I don't want to discount body language in terms of what people are feeling. And so it's really important in relationship to recognize what the other person is feeling by looking at that body language, listening to the sounds, listening to the words, and saying, yeah, I know what it feels like to be hurt. And I might not be feeling hurt right now, but I see that you are feeling hurt. And I can validate it. So what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing is that you're really hurt right now. I want to make sure that's correct. And so I ask you, is that correct? You may say, yes, I am. I'm really hurt. I may want to respond to that and say, I feel really sad that you're hurt. I don't want you to hurt. I feel really sad about that. I might want to know, is it something that I did? Well, maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's something someone else did. If it's something that I did, I'm in relationship with you. I don't want you to be hurt. I may say, I'm really sorry. It wasn't my intention to hurt you. If I am in a loving relationship, hopefully, in a loving relationship, I do not have an intent to hurt. It's really important that we work at keeping relationships safe so that we can communicate our feelings with empathy, developing that sense of connection. So I need to take a little commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirol, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about love and the way we communicate love. I started off a little bit talking about a particular communication style and using empathy. Talked also that love has many different forms. We just have one word. I love horses. I love flowers. I love my spouse. I love my children. All different forms of love. We use the same word. But in relationship, one of the things that I wanted to talk about today was is based on The Five Languages of Love, which is a book by Gary Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N. I want to make sure that I give him credit for that. And in his Five Languages of Love, he talks about the ways that we show our love to other people. Words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. So, words of affirmation. These are words that we use to affirm other people. And I use affirmations quite often. Positive affirmations, negative affirmations. Oftentimes applying that word, affirmations, to self-esteem. Negative affirmations, and I talk about this, is saying negative things about myself. I'm stupid, no good, I'm not going to make anything of myself, everything I try is a failure, never complete anything, I'm lazy. We can have hundreds of thousands of those negative affirmations. Then we have positive affirmations. I'm a good person. I'm caring. I'm loving. I'm capable. I'm honest. I'm loyal. Okay. So those words, using words like that, rather than the negative words, are positive affirmations. They build up self-esteem. In a relationship, using positive affirmations can be very important. So a positive affirmation is saying, you did a really good job. Or, I appreciate that. This is what I love about you. I like it when you do dot, dot, dot. I care about you. I want the best for you. those words are really important in relationship. Now, with children, they are very important words. Teaching those children how to use those words for themselves is also important, because affirmations provide other esteem. But it's important to affirm other people's positive actions and to appreciate their positive actions. We take it for granted. We think, well, my wife should do the grocery shopping. Why should I thank her? My husband should take the garbage out. Why should I thank him? Part of being in relationship is offering that appreciation. Thank you for doing the garbage. Thank you for getting my car washed. I really appreciate it that you've taken such good care of the children, the bills, anything. Those positive words, those words of affirmation, of praise and appreciation, are like the fertilizer of a relationship. It really helps the relationship continue to grow and deepen. Now, does that mean that we never say when we are unhappy about something? No, absolutely not. But it's important to not only say things when we are not happy, it's important to add levels of affirmation or appreciation. So, saying something like, I felt really disappointed when I came home and this particular task was not done. I always appreciate it when you get it done. I appreciate other things that you do. Going to a very black and white place in relationship, using the words like always and never, tend to break a relationship down. So work at avoiding those if you notice, or the word should. Notice if you notice that you're using those words, should, always, never. Take action in your own communication style to eliminate those words. Use feeling words. I feel. I appreciate it when you. I love it when you. Okay? So those words, I think you did a great job. Thank you so much. Those words are really important. I know when we give each other praise, when we show our appreciation, it actually encourages better behavior, better action. When we don't use those words, when we take people in our lives for granted, you know, sometimes you'll hear, I'll hear a couple say, you know what, my husband never thanks me for dinner. I cook dinner every night and he never says thank you. Like he doesn't appreciate it. He just expects that I'm going to do that. Well, he may not, or he may. Doesn't matter. Either way, it's really important to say thank you. Thank you for making dinner. Thank you. Dinner was great. Really enjoyed that. Can I help out? Thank you. Thank you. We forget, you know, when we're dating, we're courting, we're on best behavior, generally speaking. I want to impress you. I'm going to say, I appreciate this about you, and I appreciate that about you, and thank you for this, and thank you for that. And then we get married or get involved into the relationship becomes long-term, and all of those niceties, they got left behind. And it goes from affirmation to expectation. What do you mean dinner's not on the table? Well, that does not add to the relationship, it distracts, it detracts from the relationship. Then there are acts of service. Well, what does that mean exactly? Affirmations are verbal. Acts of service are actions. You know, actions speak louder than words. Well, for some people, that says a whole lot. Sometimes in relationship, the way we let another person know that we care about them is doing something for them. Doing something for them. Taking action step. Coming home from work and finding that something was done and you don't have to do it. Asking, is there something that I can do to help out? Doing something, a task together, such as cooking dinner together, doing laundry together, doing yard work together, going for walks together. For some people, the very meaning of love, well, I'm not going to say exactly the meaning of love, but one of the ways people show love or receive love is they see that someone is helping them out, doing something for them. You must really love me because you're helping me with this or that. You must really love me because you know that that distresses me and you're taking care of it for me. It gives me the opportunity to use the affirmation. I so appreciate that. Thank you so much. I can't even begin to tell you what it means for me that I came home and you folded the clothes. I can't even begin to tell you what it means for me that I came home and the table was set for dinner. Or you ran the vacuum. Or you paid that bill. Or you walked the dog. Sometimes that is exactly what people need rather than, well, I love you. Well, that's great. I'm so glad that you love me. Back it up with action. Show me that you love me by doing something that is actually going to make my life a little less burdensome. Because, you know, we all have things that we struggle with in life. Work is hard, taking care of elderly parents, young children, household, whatever it is. So that when you, as a spouse or significant other, say, you know what, let me help out in this particular area without even being asked. That can be a huge, huge way of communicating love. There's another one that Gary Chapman talks about in terms of ways of communicating that we love someone. And that one is receiving gifts. Well, receiving a gift, it's not about expecting someone to give you something. It is the expression behind it. And I'm not talking about a watch or a piece of jewelry. And I'm not talking about a gift that you would give just on a birthday or a holiday or an anniversary. Yes, those gifts are nice and they are somewhat generally expected. It is when you get a gift that is unexpected. A card. A bouquet of flowers. A little note. You know, when we're courting, we do that. You know, I'm going to put a little note. Oh, you know, I love you, miss you, have a good day. We leave little notes for each other. And then we get married. And we stop. We stop giving those little gifts. Doing those little things. One of the things that my husband does for me every day is he puts out a coffee cup and a plate. So when I get up in the morning, my plate and my cup are there. They're little gifts that he leaves for me every morning. I mean, I could easily open up the cabinet and pull a mug down myself, but he does that for me. It's a very small thing. It's a little gift. I appreciate that. So it's not even a gift of something being purchased. It's just a little gift that he does. For some people, the way that they perceive being loved is getting little gifts like that. I know my spouse loves me because they buy me cards on occasion or bring flowers home for me. They say, here, go golfing on Saturday. It's a gift. Gifts are very important because they demonstrate that we do care for someone. It has been perceived as an expression of love throughout human history. It's universal. It's something that says, I love you to someone else because we are giving freely, giving of our time. I'm going to sit down and give you a gift of time, sitting and talking with you, being with you. Let's go for a walk. That can be a gift of just spending time together. Sometimes people think that gifts have to be elaborate. Well, they don't have to be. They can be small little things. They don't have to be concrete like a bouquet of flowers. Something unusual. It's the thing that makes someone else feel loved. And some people really feel, if my spouse does not get me a cake on my birthday, then they don't really love me. Well, know that about each other. What is it that you need from me that shows you that I love you? Bringing home flowers on occasion might be it. Saying, why don't you go golfing once a month might be it. Spending time together. A little card or a little note might be it. We don't have to wait for a holiday to celebrate each other. Why did you get that? Well, because I was thinking about you. I thought you'd like it, and I wanted to please you. Oh, that's so lovely. Thank you. See, there's that affirmation and appreciation. And then they're spending time together. What? Time? Who has time? We've got work, you work, I work. We have the house, we've got our parents, we've got our children, we've got the dog. We've got the bills, we've got the leaky roof and the groceries and the car and the this and the that and the every other thing imaginable on earth. And you think I'm going to have time? We're already married. You know I love you, right? One of the things that happens quite often when I deal with couples is I say to them, make time for each other. When is the last time you went on a date? Just the two of you. Because sometimes they'll say, oh, well, yeah, you know what? We went out with another couple. Yeah, there's another couple. We really enjoyed going out with them. That's nice. Good. Double dating is nice. How about just the two of you? What? You mean we have to get a babysitter? Yeah. I suggest setting time aside every day. 15, 20 minutes. Just sit and talk. Share your day. Talk about how you feel. Give each other undivided attention. Listen. Listen. Affirm. Acknowledge. Turn the TV off. Put down the book. Close the iPad. Stop playing the game. Get off of Facebook. Have a conversation. A what? A conversation with each other. Practice using empathy. What was your day like today? I want to know. What was your day like? How did things go with that doctor's appointment? What's happening with the children? Did I tell you that I appreciated dinner? Did I thank you for cleaning the dishes up? ...20 minutes out of a whole day. It's not a whole lot to feed your relationship of positive affirmations. Set some time aside to do something like going on a date, just the two of you, so that you can do something that you enjoy together, you have fun together, you laugh together, go for a walk, say, you know what, why don't we go out for breakfast or go get a cup of coffee? Let's make breakfast together. It's something my husband and I enjoy doing on a weekend. Generally speaking, mornings tend to be, you know, English muffin out of the house, make oatmeal out of the house. Saturday or Sunday, we make breakfast. Scrambled eggs, fruit salad, we make breakfast. We do it together. Let's make another pot of coffee. We sit, we talk, we enjoy each other's company. We make time for each other. I know when we don't do that, it affects our relationship. For some people, I don't really want a gift. I don't. Gifts are nice, but it's not what I want. It may be that even doing something like cleaning out the dishwasher is nice, but the thing that really lets me know that you love me is when we spend time together, when you pay attention to me, when you let me pay attention to you. That doesn't mean I'm going to be actively involved in doing something while you're talking, like folding laundry or doing the dishes or watching TV and listening to you at the other ear. It's full attention. Turn the TV off, shut the Facebook off, sit down, look into each other's eyes, you know, like on a first date, and have a nice conversation. Practice empathy. And of course, lastly, is physical touch. There's emotional touch that feels really good. An affirmation, doing something, giving a gift. The physical touch. We don't recognize it, but the biggest organ of our body is our skin. We take it for granted. Our skin is amazing. It's very sensitive. Some parts of our skin are more sensitive than others. And one of the things that promotes healing and health is touch. We require touch as human beings. We know when babies are not touched, when they're not held, that it creates some major issues for them. The power of touch in showing gentleness and showing love is extremely important. It oftentimes provides encouragement, affirmation, apology, empathy, a pat on the back, holding hands. Touching a leg or a shoulder. So I'm not even talking about being sexual with each other. Though, of course, in a marriage relationship, that's often a very important part of touch. But I'm talking about embracing and kissing and holding hands and cuddling. A pat on the back. A kiss on the cheek. Thank you, honey, for dinner. A touch. I really appreciate that. So a touch along with words is very important. It's very powerful. Gentle touching. Because, you know, hitting, punching, biting, scratching, they're also forms of touch, but they're not very loving. So touch can be hateful and can drive you apart. What I'm talking about is the kind of touch that pulls you together. Now, sometimes we are in relationships where somebody says, well, I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm embarrassed holding hands as we walk down the street. Public displays of affection embarrasses me. Well, that may be true. For some people, they were taught that we don't do that in public. However, it may be the very thing that your significant other really wants and really needs. And so it's going out of your comfort zone a little bit taking her hand or taking his hand as you go walking. And make it a conscious effort to do things like that. So I need to stop for a few moments and take a little commercial break. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, which is Counselor's Chat, and I will be back in a few moments.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about ways that we communicate love based on a book called The 5 Languages of Love by Gary Chapman. And in terms of the 5 languages, what they are: words of affirmation, saying positive things, appreciation, being thankful and grateful, and communicating those. Acts of service, doing things for the other person. And sometimes, like I said, actions speak louder than words. Receiving gifts, giving gifts. Spending time with each other, and physical touch. These are all ways that we can communicate our love for another person. And sometimes one of the things that I think that's an important takeaway is you may be giving me gifts. That's nice. Nice. That's nice. Thank you. Thank you for the gift. I appreciate it. You hear my tone? It doesn't really tell me that you love me. What I might need is time or a hug. It's important as individuals in a relationship that we communicate the thing that tells me that you love me. It's like hitting the right button. It's like having the correct remote. Every time I pick up the remote, the TV doesn't go on. Well, that's because the remote is for the light, or the remote is for the shades that go up and down. You know, we've got remotes for everything nowadays. I'm using the wrong thing to communicate. It's really important that we recognize. You know, the thing that lets my wife know that I love her is that when we go out for a walk, I hold her hand. You know, there's times my husband and I will be driving a long distance, like going on vacation or something like that, and it's a long drive. And there are times I just kind of reach over and I kind of massage his shoulders a little bit. And I know he likes that. I know he loves that. He appreciates that. He usually says, oh, thank you. That feels really good. Other people might say, what are you doing? Don't do that. That's distracting. So it's important to be able to recognize what it is that your significant other needs to get from you so that you can hit those right buttons. You can use the right tool of communicating how you feel. So I don't care if you give me flowers or don't give me flowers, but what I really need for you to say is that you appreciate that I cook for you. What I really need is I need you to give me the time to do something with me, to sit and talk with me. What I really need is I really need you to cuddle. So it's partially twofold. I need to know what I need from you that demonstrates that you love me. You need to know that particular language that I speak. If I speak cuddle and you want to show that you love me, it may be that you need to cuddle. If the way you communicate love is through time, then create some time to be with me. And I need to be able to communicate that with you, saying, you know what I really appreciate, what really makes me feel loved is when you ... tell me that you appreciate me. When you spend time with me. When you buy me flowers. When you hold my hands. You hear how that goes? So I need to let you know, my significant other, what I need in the way that love gets communicated. Because sometimes just saying I love you is not sufficient in a relationship. Sometimes it is. For some people, saying I love you is all I need. Saying I love you with, wow, you clean the bathroom? Wow, you must really love me. Those things are important. Like I said, love in general is complicated because it is a feeling and it is an action. And so this particular five, I'm going to say these five languages of love, again, based on a book by Gary Chapman, these five languages of love are more of the doing than feeling. They are demonstrating. It's the way I'm communicating how I feel. Rather than just saying, I love you. Because if I love you is all that you need, and you're sitting there going, yeah, well, he says he loves me, but he never does this, that. You know, he never brings me flowers anymore. Maybe he doesn't love me that much. What I need is I need an occasional bouquet of flowers. I need to communicate that. You need to hear that. You need to take action. So that is my show for today. Like I said, I haven't been here for a couple of weeks, partially because I had a nice little vacation. My husband and I, we went down to Atlantic City, and it was a lovely long, it was actually, I think, 5 days, 4 nights. It was during that storm a couple of weeks ago, and we were in a lovely high-rise hotel overlooking the ocean and the bay, and it was just magnificent watching the weather, the colors and the shapes and the waves, and it was just fantastic. We had a really good time just being with each other, looking out the window and enjoying each other's company. But unfortunately, because he likes to share, he came down with bronchitis first and I got it. He likes to share. So that was why I was not away last week. But I'm glad to be back. For any of you that are interested in what I do, I am a licensed professional counselor. So I'm not just a radio show host for the chamber, but I am a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling, and I am nationally certified as a counselor. I work, I've been in this field for over 30 years now, and my practice here in Flemington is in its 16th year, so I'm going to be moving towards 17 years of being in practice. And I work with all types of situations. Many of my clients are struggling in early stages of recovery from drug addiction and alcoholism. My earlier background before my private practice, I worked specifically in the drug and alcohol field, so I've got quite a bit of experience in that area. I also deal with people struggling with codependency issues and anger issues and depression and anxiety issues, obsessive compulsive disorders, eating disorders. I work with couples. I currently have, I think, three couples that I work with in my practice. And we talk about language of love and communication skills and communication styles and empathy. I use Imago therapy. I have some training in that. I'm not a certified Imago therapist, but I do incorporate a lot of that into my practice when I work with couples. And I consider myself a holistic therapist. And what I mean by that is I'm not against medication, but I do think we over-medicate in our society. So it's not one of the first things that I suggest. I'm relatively cognitive behavioral in my practice. But holistically speaking, it's about treating you the whole person. And what that means is talking about your emotional life, your cognitive life, your relational life, your physical life, and your spiritual life. And so those five areas are touched upon in counseling. They might not always be focused on, but they are definitely touched on because they all interact with each other. If I'm not eating well, if I'm not sleeping well, if I'm not taking care of myself physically, I may end up feeling depressed or anxious. It may be contributing to some other areas in my life, such as addiction. So it's talking about those things and getting them under control. In terms of cognitive behavioral aspects of my practice, so often we don't recognize that the way we think about something or the way we perceive something can actually affect our lives in a way that may not be working for us. And so it is also looking at some of those aspects, the cognitive aspects, and making some changes so that our lives begin to work in a more favorable manner. And in terms of relationship, that's always so important. The people that we choose to have in our life, be it family or friends, can make a huge difference in terms of our mental health. If you are more interested in finding out about what I do, you can go to the web. I have www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor, O-R,